It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, it's been a week, but I'm back at the What's News desk, and what do you know? We're still waiting for the Manhattan grand jury to vote on whether to indict the former president. Just a reminder, the only person who said his arrest would happen on Tuesday of last week is that twice impeached failed former guy who continues his track record of lying every time he opens his mouth. He held a campaign rally this weekend in Waco, Texas, and apparently paid the city $60,000 in fees to cover municipal services up front. Well, that further angered authorities in El Paso, who are still waiting for payment for his rally there, held in February of 2019. El Paso City spokesman Laura Cruz Acosta confirmed that, quote, the Trump campaign has not submitted any payments for that debt, and she noted that their current tab is $569,000. Yeah, so that happened. And no, I will not be playing any clips from that Nuremberg rally. By the way, we're still also waiting for U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek to rule on a lawsuit challenging one of the two drugs used in medical abortions. The ruling of this anti-abortion activist judge could put an end to medical abortions around the country, even in states where it's still legal. More than 20 million people across the South and Southeast are again under threats of severe storms tonight, including cities like Houston and New Orleans. This coming as communities across the region are already working to rebuild following a horrific weekend filled with intense storms and destructive tornadoes. Mississippi was particularly hard hit, with at least 25 people killed and dozens injured. President Biden approved a disaster declaration for parts of the state. And here we go again. Monday evening storms are forecast with the potential for large hail and powerful wind gusts. Stay safe, everyone. Now, as bad as things are here in the U.S. politically, the situation in Israel is getting worse each day. The newly reinstalled, still under criminal indictment, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired Israel's defense minister on Sunday after he called for Netanyahu's government to halt its push to overhaul the judicial system. Defense Minister Gallant's dismissal intensified fears that Netanyahu would follow through on this plan that would give government greater control over appointing judges and curb the Supreme Court's ability to overturn legislation. There's already been weeks of civil unrest and protest, but the firing of the defense minister led to massive protests, with thousands of people taking to the streets Sunday in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Netanyahu's opponents say that his plans threaten the foundations of Israeli democracy. U.S. Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii tweeted, "I am in solidarity with all Israelis who are peacefully expressing their outrage. What Bibi is doing is alarming, appalling, and perilous for the relationship between our two countries. We stand for democracy." Thankfully, most of Congress agrees, but Republicans? Not necessarily. Now on to Ukraine, where President Zelensky called on the UN to address Russia's latest nuclear blackmail. He was talking about Vladimir Putin's plan to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, with rhetoric that NATO called, quote, dangerous and irresponsible. U.S. officials, though, have downplayed the move, saying that there are no indications Russia will use nuclear weapons. Analysts also say that Putin's use of the word nuclear is a distraction to scare the world while his military operation in Ukraine is faltering. The city of Philadelphia is monitoring its drinking water following a chemical spill upstream in the Delaware River on Friday. Three different chemicals leaked into the river when a latex product spilled, but according to city officials, none have so far been detected in the city's water system. Yeah, so they got that going for them. One of the chemicals was butyl acrylate, a hazardous compound recently identified in the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, which could pose problems for residents' health in the long term. It just never ends. Elon Musk continues his destruction of Twitter. Over the weekend, the new owner sent employees an email offering them stock grants that value the company at about $20 billion. That's less than half of the $44 billion that Musk paid for Twitter back in October. And some people still think he's this great businessman? Well, they do with Trump too, so go figure. And finally, officials at the museum in Florence, Italy, that's home to Michelangelo's masterpiece, The David, on Sunday invited families from the Tallahassee Classical School to visit. This after the school's principal, Hope Carasquillo, was forced to resign last week when a parent complained that a sixth grade art class was shown images of the most famous statue in the world and said that the nude male figure in the statue amounted to, quote, pornography. The principal was accused of violating a school policy that requires notifying parents before, quote, controversial lessons. The mayor of Florence also tweeted an invitation for the principal to visit, saying it was, quote, ridiculous to confuse art with pornography. You think? And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, then I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.